Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 3rd. I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Be safe as you travel around out there and be careful with the fireworks if you're handling them. The grains closed higher with December corn up 15 and a quarter cents, closing at 441 and a quarter. November beans up a dime at 908 and three quarters. And September wheat up 10 and three quarter cents at 514. Good day all the way around. I think it's partially the fact that we couldn't fill the gap yesterday in the corn. We had retraced about 50%. Funds had sold 3 days in a row. And now without the fund pressure here, we are able to rally. Part of the rally was due to the fact that Bloomberg came out with some kind of article or something to the effect that China is looking to buy corn, beans, and hogs. Now, it didn't affect the hog market. Hogs were down anywhere from 20 to 60 cents. But the grain certainly responded positively. I'm not sure why China would be in the market for corn and beans with their hog crop so decimated, but that's the talk anyway. Fact of the matter is, I just think that every day that goes by, we're going to get closer and closer to finding out just the real number of the corn acres, which I think is considerably less than the government. I think we're less on the bean acres, and I think those areas where it's bad is really bad, and we are going to be well below trend line yield. So maybe the market's catching a whiff of that and able to rally here today. You know, maybe it's just a one-day fake-out, but I don't think so. I think we've got a chance to rally this. I would like to see November beans close, you know, higher, sharply higher on Friday, up around 925. I think that would be a very positive sign in this market. The wheat kind of going along for the ride with the corn and beans. The wheat, there's nothing particularly friendly out there. Harvest pressure is going pretty good. We don't see very much demand. We don't think export sales will be that strong on the wheat on Friday morning. We expect a good number on the beans, not so much on the corn, so we'll see how that plays out. But overall, I thought the last 2 days in the corn were really good action. The beans today responding, closing right near its highs, I thought was good action. So hopefully we can see some higher prices on Friday when we come in and kind of pivot this thing towards a good summer market. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.